Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Cristiano Ronaldo is back in the headlines for all the right reasons for the second time this week. Not only signing for Manchester United earlier in the window, he also became the all-time leading scorer in men's international football with two last-cap goals for Portugal. A dramatic World Cup qualifier win against the Republic of Ireland on Wednesday. After he missed a first-half penalty, the five-time Ballon d'Or winner broke the men's scoring record when he equalised in the 89th minute with a towering header, taking his international tally to 110 goals and overtaking Iran's Ali Dali. He then added a second in the 6th minute of stoppage time to make it 111 for his country. Ronaldo said, "I'm so happy, not only for the record, but for the special moment with two goals at the end. It was so tough, we have to appreciate what the team did and the fans believed until the end of the game," he said. One player that's disappointed at the moment, though, is Jesse Lingard. Manchester United have reportedly been told that Lingard will be gutted at not securing a transfer away from the club. Lingard was a revelation at West Ham on loan. Instead of signing him, Moyes brought in Nikola Vlahovic from CSKA Moscow, a signing which suggested that Lingard would not be returning. Ex-Liverpool fullback Glenn Johnson believes Lingard will be disappointed at not leaving and insists that now fighting for his place could be something that is a struggle with Ronaldo back at the helm. Into other news, Manchester United face competition from two of their biggest rivals as well as others to sign Erling Haaland. Reports suggest that Madrid have already made initial inquiries and contact into Man City's target Haaland. Manchester United have been long-term admirers. City are now looking for a new forward after failing to do so in the window. Of course, United's pursuit of Ronaldo means that for the short term, they're covered in that department. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.